Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations radio show, where you will find tools you can use to change and transform your life every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at iom.fm in your internet browser. I'm Sylvia Henderson, your host, and I am an intuitive life coach and an energy healer. My work is simple and effective, and I focus on addressing the core beliefs that cause you to create and maintain the painful relationships in your life, or the limitations in your financial potential, the beliefs that rob you of your inner peace and that block your intuitive knowing, and anything that causes you to hold back from the truth that there is joy in living your life. If you would like to learn more about me and the work that I do, please visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. That's intuitivetransformations.net. And be sure to sign up for my newsletter. Receive a guided meditation called Healing Fear During Uncertain Times that will support you in releasing worry, fear, and anxiety, and lead you into greater presence and awareness of peace and calm. You know, whatever we focus on expands. So whenever it is possible, it's important to turn our thoughts away from fear and focus on what we truly want to experience in our lives. Now, if you have challenges and difficulties in your life, this is not about turning a blind eye to your present circumstances. But when we release the fear of what could go wrong in our worst case scenario, we calm our central nervous system down and we're able to more freely access our intuition and our internal guidance. And you'll really be surprised by the insights that you'll become aware of that will lead you out of the very tight spots in your life. You know, just remember that fear is just a story that the mind makes up when it believes that it doesn't have the answer or solution to a problem. So whatever you can do to step away from those fearful thoughts when they arise will absolutely serve you tremendously. Because here's the truth, although some of you want to disagree with me, the truth is you are worthy of the very best that love and life have to offer. Once you fully accept and integrate that truth into all levels of your consciousness, everything in the universe will literally bend over backwards just for you, and your life will change for the better, almost like magic. And living from that level of knowingness in every cell of your body is what will carry you through this year with an unlimited amount of grace and ease. You came into this world filled with infinite love, and now is the time for you to remember that that is your divine truth. Especially today, January 31st, 2018, because today and then in the next few weeks to come, we're going to have an immensely strong influence from the lunar energy of the super blood blue moon eclipse that's occurring tonight. And boy, is that a mouthful. So what is a super blood blue moon eclipse? It's actually four astrological events occurring all at one time. A super moon is when a full moon occurs very close to the Earth, causing it to appear much larger, but also intensifying the energetic effects of a full moon. You know, more babies are born during full moons, emotions are high, even accidents can happen more often during a full moon. So the energy will just be more intense on an emotional level. And then a blood moon is named as such because when a total lunar eclipse, it really is a mouthful, folks, occurs, the moon actually has this reddish glow to it. And that's why it's called blood moon. And blood moons are pretty rare. And a blue moon is when a second full moon occurs in the same month. And you may recall the saying of once in a full moon. It's because that doesn't happen very often, but we had a full moon on January 1st, and then today being January 31st, we're bookending this month today with another full moon. So this is a blue moon. And the last time we had a super blue moon eclipse, because this is also an eclipse, it's a lot going on tonight, was 36 years ago. But this particular lunar eclipse is extremely rare because it's in the sign of Leo. And I wish I knew all of the astrological implications to this, but what I do know is that the last time that happened, this kind of an event was 150 years ago. So this is an extremely rare event and opportunity for major change to begin to happen on the planet, within our personal lives, and just globally. So what this means, if you just kind of link it all together, is that big doors are going to be closing and big brand new doors are going to be opening. So on a personal level, this is a great opportunity this evening to just write out everything that you want to create for yourself this year. Every dream you have put aside, now is the time to really bring that back to the surface, put it in print, release it to the universe, to your consciousness, and ask for guidance, being led every step of the way to actually manifest and fulfill those desires. This is also a time that we're going to move out of those old lessons. And so quick closures and endings may be happening. Stagnant relationships, personal and professional, may be falling away in the next few months or so ahead. Just know and trust, though, that everything, absolutely everything, is working together for your highest and best good. And that'll keep you from trying to hold on to things that aren't serving you anymore, so you can really move forward in your life this year. So don't be surprised if areas of your life pop up for you to just pay attention to that you've been ignoring in the past. The energy is there to support you through that. And do keep in mind that the moon represents our deeper emotional states, our subconscious mind, and our intuition. So as I've already shared earlier, regardless of what may pop up for you personally, it is really important for you to lean into your intuitive knowing, which is always offering a supportive voice, and develop the resolve within you to follow your inner guidance and not the frantic voice of fear. So today's show is going to expand on the topic of intuition and our inner guidance. I have joining me today Bill Bennett, who is a highly acclaimed movie director who has created a very thought-provoking and extremely insightful film called PGS, Intuition, Your Personal Guidance System, that is now being shown here in the U.S., as well as Australia and New Zealand, and will soon be releasing in other countries around the world. Bill Bennett's personal story is really quite fascinating, and his documentary provides a beautiful and engaging examination of the power of intuition and how intuition is actually interwoven into all of our lives. In his movie, Bill shares the point of view of a large, well-rounded cast of personalities who have been on the forefront of investigating, understanding, and sharing their wisdom on spiritual matters, science, and intuition. Many of you in the US will recognize the names of Carolyn Mays, Paul Selig, James von Prague, Dr. Judith Orloff, and these are just a handful of the individuals that Bill Bennett was intuitively led and guided to meet with and interview for his newly released movie, PGS, Intuition is Your Personal Guidance System. This movie, I believe, will positively affect how human beings access and connect with their intuitive knowing on a whole new level. And I hope that after this interview, you will absolutely make it your mission to be sure to see it for yourself, because I promise you, you are going to enjoy it. Now, before I bring Bill on, let me tell you a little bit more about him. In a career spanning more than 30 years, Bill Bennett has made numerous feature films and documentaries and has won many awards, both in his home country of Australia and internationally. Bill Bennett has won Australia's equivalent of the Oscar for Best Picture and Best Director and has been nominated an additional 12 times. Twice he's won Australia's equivalent of the Emmy for Most Outstanding Documentary. Bill Bennett's films have been distributed through several Hollywood studios and have been screened at some of the world's most prestigious film festivals. He's been in official selection at the New York Film Festival and has had two films in official selection at the Cannes Film Festival. He has won the Crystal Globe for Best Picture at the Karlovy Vary Film Festival and had three major international retrospectives, which includes the Chicago Museum of Arts Film Center, and he is here with us today. So Bill Bennett, welcome to the show.
Yeah, crikey, Sylvia, when you list out all that stuff, it makes me feel old.
Well, maybe you started at 15.
Maybe a little younger.
Or maybe a little younger. So you have accomplished quite a bit. And so so you had an experience in your life where you were traveling down a road on your way to the airport and something happened. You suddenly heard a voice. And this led you on this epic journey of creating this beautiful documentary, PGS, Intuition is Your Personal Guidance System. Would you mind sharing with us what happened in that moment? What was this voice and how did that impact your life?
Well, what happened was I was actually working on a movie in New Orleans, and this goes back to 1999. And I was driving to the airport, as you say, early one morning. It was before dawn. It was dark. And, in fact, I was running late. I'd slipped in a little bit, and I had to get the first flight out. I had an intersection up ahead, and there was a green light. And my tendency was to accelerate so that I got through on the green light and didn't get held up on the red. And as I went to accelerate, I heard a voice, and the voice said, "Slow down." And I dismissed it. I thought, that's strange, I thought. I went to accelerate again, and the voice was more emphatic. It said, "Slow down," a second time. And so I did slow down. And as I entered the intersection, a huge truck ran a red light on my right on a cross street, hurtled through the intersection, just missed me literally by inches. I slammed on the brakes at this point when I saw the truck. But had that voice not intervened, and had I not listened and actioned what that voice had advised, I would have been hit by that truck and I would have been killed. And so what happened was I got through the intersection. I pulled up on the other side of the intersection. I was shaking. I was full of adrenaline. And the first thing that hit me was, what was that voice? What was it? Where did it come from? And why was my life saved? And those three questions, what was that voice, where did it come from, and why was my life saved, really then propelled me over the next 18 years to make the movie that I ended up making.
Wow. So when you say you heard a voice, what do you mean by that? Did you audibly hear a voice as if someone was in the car with you? I mean, what can you describe for the listeners what that was like for you?
Yeah, and I should say that I haven't heard a voice like this before, and I haven't heard it since. But the only way that I can really describe it is it. You know, when you put little earbuds in your ears, you know, when you're playing music or something like that, where the voice, what you hear, the music or the sounds that you hear, about come seem to come from both within you and without you, outside of you. That's the only way that I could really say. It wasn't like the voice came from, you know, the front left-hand speaker of the car audio system or anything like that. It was both within me and also outside of me. That's the best way that I can describe it.
Wow. So I mean, amazing. So your life is saved, and you started to look into other incidents where intuition had saved lives. And was this really kind of what began the quest and the preparation for putting together a film? I'm sure at first it was probably just for your own curiosity.
Well, it was from my own curiosity, Sylvia. Yeah, I mean, at first, I didn't even think about making a film. I was just really curious, and I did start to research, and there are many, many instances where this is reported. Goes back to incidents in, you know, with the Titanic, of people having, having intuitive interventions to stop them actually going onto that voyage. And 9/11, as a lot of people would probably be aware, there are a lot of instances in 9/11 where some kind of intuitive insight has stopped them or saved them, you know, either from going to the Twin Towers that fateful day or you know, whatever. So I was sort of conscious that there were other instances, but I've got to say, in making the film, I discovered even more.
Wow. Well, we're going to go into a break, everyone. Please stay tuned. We're going to continue this conversation with Bennett. Sorry, we're talking about intuition. Do not go away. It's only going to get better. We'll be back in a moment.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we are back. This is Sylvia Henderson with the Intuitive Transformations radio show on omtimes.com. And I have with me my very special guest, Phil Bennett. He is the director of a wonderful 90-minute documentary film called PGS, Intuition is Your Personal Guidance System. And Bill, before we went into the break, you were just sharing about how you were researching other instances where people had gotten an intuitive hit that saved their life, and people intuitively knew not to take the voyage of the Titanic. And even there were many accounts of people who avoided going to work or being in the buildings that collapsed during 9/11. And so when you discovered this information, you found out you were not alone. What happened then?
Well, look, what happened then was that I decided then that I would try to make a film about this, but I tried. Sylvia, look, what happened was that I tried for many, many years to make a film in the way that I'd made my other films. And as you read out in your introduction, I've been quite successful at making films over a long period of time. But what I finally discovered was this, and I spent about 10 years trying to make this film. And in the process, my whole understanding and concept of intuition changed dramatically. So it wasn't entirely a waste of time. But what I discovered was this, is that the way that I had made the films in the past just wasn't working with this film. And the way that I'd made films in the past is through if you like, type A personality traits and will force. You know, you set goals, you then set out to, you know, achieve those goals. If obstacles get in the way, then you blast through them. Well, that just wasn't working with this. And what slowly began to dawn on me was that the only way that I could make a film on intuition was to become intuitive myself. But that didn't happen fast. I mean, really, my realization of that only came at a point where I really couldn't make a film any other way. To explain, I had at a point at which, and now we're going to a time about 13 years after that incident with the truck. Mm-hmm. I've become very exasperated. Every single way that I tried to make the film just wasn't working. I was at the point of giving up. And I had a prophetic dream. And the dream told me in no uncertain terms that I had to make the film in an unconventional way. If needs be, I had to start shooting it myself. I shouldn't wait around for the kind of budgets that I'd had in the past and the big crews that I'd had in the past. I had to go out and pretty much jury-rig it, if you like, just start. Mm-hmm. But the thing is this, I woke up out of that dream and I looked across at the bedside clock and it read, and the time was 4:44. And I thought, that's weird. So I stayed with my iPad, being the type A personality person that I was at the time, and I Googled, what does 4:44 mean? Mm-hmm. And up came entry after entry, and I think the first entry was from Doreen Virtue. Mm-hmm. And what it said was this, 4:44 is a powerful angelic number telling you that right at this moment you are surrounded by your angels and archangels and spirit guides. They are urging you to move forward with your endeavor. Know that if you use your inner guidance, your inner wisdom, and your intuition, you will be protected and guided to great success. Okay, so I just woke up out of this dream, which has told me absolutely clearly that I have to make the film regardless. And then I read this about 4:44 and being surrounded and protected by angels. And I had to make a decision. Do I believe this? Do I join these two, you know, quite profound revelations, if you like? And do I move forward? And I decided that I would believe it. Because, look, at that point, I didn't believe necessarily in angels. I didn't necessarily believe in the prophecy of dreams. But the two things, one after the other, bang, bang, like that, I really had to decide, really, and what I was deciding was I going to make the film or not? And I decided that I'd believe this and I'd make the film. And that really then, from that point on, set the tone for the making of the film, that I had to trust, I had to let go, and I had to follow guidance. And that's the way the film ultimately happened.
You know, I love hearing this story, and I get chills, especially about the 444, because as soon as you said it, I knew what that meant. And what is really cool about this journey that you were on to create this, it really is a beautiful work of art, was in the very beginning of the movie, you even state that you had decided you were going to trust your intuition and guidance to make this movie, even though you were so professed control freak, and that was quite scary for you. And you started this journey not being religious, not being spiritual, and yet you stepped out using very spiritual, a very spiritual mindset, you know. So how was that? So you made the decision, but how was that to actually walk through that, as this was brand new territory for you?
Absolutely brand new territory. I came from a household where my parents, both parents were dentists. All my siblings had gone into the medical professions. And in fact, I had started off going to med school myself. I was very steeped in an empirically based viewpoint of the world. And in making the films that I have, both as a producer and as a director, the only way you get to make films like that consistently is by being a control freak. You've got to do that. So to let go of that and to kind of, well, I wouldn't necessarily say win it, but certainly to let go of that sense of control and to trust in the guidance that you're receiving from the universe in the various ways that it connects with you and tries to guide you and tries to signpost which way you should go. Well, that was a huge step, but gradually, and it didn't happen overnight, it didn't happen immediately, gradually I realized that it worked. And not only did it work, but it worked spectacularly. So you mentioned the people that ended up in the film, you know, people like Carolyn Mace and Dr. Norm Shealy and James Van Praagh, and these people, they were never on my list of who I should interview for this film. Now, I didn't even know most of these people. I didn't know who James Van Praagh was 2 days before I did the interview with him.
Wow.
I didn't realize that, you know, James and Carolyn and Norm Shealy and Judith Orloff and these people that and Michael Timur and these people who are in the film are big deals. But I just, what happened was, I would interview somebody and they would say, you know what, you really should speak to such and such. And I go, oh, really? Okay, well, I'm James Van Praagh. Yeah, I'll take his number down. I'll give him a call. not knowing who James Van Praagh was, then I go away and I'd Google him and I go, okay, well, he seems like a decent guy to talk to. I should talk to him. And that's how it happened. And it was now really, you know, so when I look at the film, I've been going from screening to screening around America. I look at the film. I am in awe, I'm in absolute awe at the powers that brought this film into realization. Because I don't take any ownership of it. I take a certain sense of ownership of the packaging, you know, and the style and the craft and that sort of thing. But in terms of the content and what the film is saying, that's beyond me. That's come through guidance.
You know what else has been beyond you is how quickly this movie is selling out at the theaters where it's being shown. Can you talk a little bit about that? I'm sure that's kind of like, wow, did you really know that people would really tap into this and just really want to see it the way that they are?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I have been absolutely gobsmacked by the way people have responded to the film. You see, look, really when it comes down to it, I kind of made the film for myself because I really wanted to satisfy my curiosity as to what that voice was. Those three questions, what was the voice, where did it come from, and why was my life saved? I really made the film to answer those three questions for myself. And I guess in one sense, I figured that if I answered that for myself, then other people might be interested in, you know, in the subject. But we've had, as you say, we've had sellout screenings after sellout screenings. More importantly, the people who are coming up after the screenings and who are, you know, come up after my Q&As, but also contact me, you know, through various means, are telling me that the film is going to change their life. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I had one person contact me to say that he had been seriously considering suicide, and because of my film, that's now off the table for him. So, you know, this kind of reaction to the film is really quite overwhelming, I've got to say. But it's enormously gratifying. And what it tells me is that there is an emptiness at the moment out there with a lot of people. And the emptiness, I believe, is because they haven't followed their guidance. What intuition does is it connects you to your true purpose in life. You know, as you said in your introduction before we began this interview, intuition, I believe, leads you to the full expression of who you truly are, no matter what that is. And it's certainly been the case personally for me, I've got to say.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, it just really is such a game changer. What's also fascinating about intuition, which I've shared many times with my listeners, is that it can often seem very counterintuitive. But when you really trust and lean into it, you're really surprised, because it's not coming from the level of your conscious thinking. It's something that transcends that, goes way beyond that, that has a sense of all-knowing, being able to see your life from the perspective of the entire picture, where we tend to just look very, you know, this periscopic view that we have. One of the individuals that you interviewed, and there's so many beautiful things that were shared in the documentary, and as I said earlier, it's very well-rounded. It's very grounded. It's not once, you know, it's just very grounding and grounded who you interviewed. You interviewed the Prince of Bhutan. And Bhutan is famous because all of its inhabitants are very happy. They have a very high level degree of happiness. And just looking at him, this gentleman, his energy is just stunning and it pulls you in. But you asked him how important he believed intuition was in a person's life. And would you mind sharing how he responded?
Well, he answered rhetorically. He said, how important is a heart in a human being? You can't function without your heart. Mm-hmm. And spiritually, you cannot function without your intuition. I'm paraphrasing what he says there, but that's essentially what he says. But, Sylvia, you're absolutely right. The charisma and the sense of inner peace and wisdom from this young man, I mean, it helps that he, you know, he looks like a young Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
he's an extraordinarily beautiful-looking young man. But he has this incredible charisma. But the question is, how do you get to interview the Prince of Bhutan?
Right.
And, you know, it's like hard enough to get into the country, much less get to interview the Prince of Bhutan. And that happened through guidance, through intuition. I was in Dallas, Texas, and I got a call from a bloke I know in Los Angeles, a friend of mine, and he knew that I was making this film on intuition. He said, look, I've just been to the Beverly Hills Hilton to a cocktail party here, and I bumped into the Prince of Bhutan, and I asked him on your behalf whether he would be interested in doing an interview on intuition. And he said, look, get in touch. So I've got his contact details. Do you want to get in touch with him? And I went, yeah. and I didn't speak initially to the Prince of Bhutan. I spoke to his, aides and so forth. But that's how it happened. It was very, very simple. And this is one of the things that I've realized about intuition and about guidance generally, and that is that when you're on your path, there's no struggle. You know, there's no effort. There's an absolute clean, pure line to what it is you want to, you want to achieve. And that was the case, certainly, with the Prince of Bhutan.
Wow. I mean, when you are on your path, there is no struggle. What a great signpost for knowing you're in alignment with your intuition. You talk about going to the intuitive gym. What does that mean?
Well, when people, so we have what I call the intuitive muscle, and it is like a physical muscle. I mean, we are all born with intuition, but with a lot of us, it's atrophied simply because we don't use it. And to use it, we need to go to what I call the intuitive gym. And the intuitive gym is basically working out with your intuition each day. And the best way to do that is start with very, very small things. Even the yes-no response, you know, you're faced with a decision, you ask yes-no, and you listen to what comes back to you. But the intuitive gym is okay, am I going to take a raincoat today? Because even though the weather forecast says it's going to be sunshine, should I take an umbrella or a raincoat? And then you find out that, yes, it does rain, and your decision to take the raincoat or the umbrella has turned out to be correct. A good way is parking to start to develop your intuitive, these nascent intuitive powers that exist within everyone. You go into a crowded parking lot and you say, right, I'm going to get the perfect car space, but everything looks full and you can't find the perfect car space. And then your intuition says, look, turn down here, turn left here. And you turn left and it's absolutely jammed full and you think, what the hell has my intuition told me to turn left here? And then suddenly somebody pulls out right in front of you and leaves you the perfect parking space. What that's doing is that's affirming that your intuition is working in the small things, so that later on when the big decisions come, you know, should I take that job? Should I commit to this relationship with this person? Should I go into that business opportunity? When those big decisions come, you are comfortable. You know, your intuitive muscle is developed. You're comfortable knowing that it works, and then you can use guidance then to make the right choices, because ultimately what I believe is that intuition is a divine messaging service. You are getting signals from the divine trying to keep you on your path, and that's what intuition is.
I love that, a divine messaging service. We're going into another break. Please stay tuned for more of Bill Bennett, and we're going to share where you can watch and view PGS, Intuition is Your Personal Guidance System. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sylvia Henderson, and you're listening to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show. And I have with me my guest, Bill Bennett. He is the director of the brand new documentary film, PGS, Intuition is Your Personal Guidance System. And before we went into the break, he was just sharing a little bit about what it's like to go to the Intuitive Gym. And great, gave some great insights on how to first step into your intuition, like something simple. Start with something that you're not emotionally going to be charged about, like a parking spot, for instance, and build some confidence in that. And as you practice something simple like a yes or a no, you can begin to use your intuition for the more potent issues in your life, those more important things that we get stuck about. What should we do? So, Bill, you're in Seattle, which is my former hometown. I lived there for 35 years until November when I moved here to Sebastopol, California. And is it raining there, first of all? I'm just curious.
No, look, I'm a Camino walker, Sylvia. I walk the Camino, you know, the pilgrimage path, and you know, across the top of Spain. And I have this ability to be able to walk, and wherever I walk, there's sunshine. and in all the in the 2 days that I've been in Seattle, it hasn't rained. So
wow.
I don't attribute that to anything other than maybe absolute coincidence, but then I've learned that's where the making this film is, no coincidence. So I shouldn't really go into areas of, you know, farmland where they haven't had rain for years, because I'll be chased out. I'm chasing out all of this.
Well, I'm sure everyone in Seattle is very grateful for your presence right now, because I know this is that time of year when rain seems to be the normal state of affairs there. But you're there because PGS Intuition, your personal guidance system, is screening tonight at the Meridian 16 Theater in Seattle. And that has pretty much sold out, if not already, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we've had sell-out screenings all across. In the various places we've been screened, we've screened a film, we've had sell-out screenings. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Well, you know, before we continue, because I want to make sure we let everyone know, how can people actually watch this film? Because you have a very unique distribution system in place here.
Yeah, it's called Theatrical On Demand, and we have a distributor in America called Gather Films, G-A-T-H-R. How it works is this. If somebody wants to see the movie, they go on to the Gather Films website, or you can access that through the film's website, pgsthemovie.com, and you register as what's called a movie captain. A movie captain is somebody who signs up and basically says, look, I'd like to screen the film, say, in Seattle, in the city, on the 31st of January. Movie Captain then works with us, the filmmakers, and the distributor, to basically get the numbers to make the screening economically viable. Now, that might be – it's actually easier than it sounds. The Movie Captain doesn't have to organize the cinema. The distributor does that. All I've got to do is get out to the people that they know and work with us to get the required number of people to make the screening happen. Normally that's somewhere between 50 and 60% of the cinema's capacity. There's no cost involved. There's just a bit of time and effort involved in basically getting out into your contact list and using social media to rustle up the numbers. What it means, though, is that the people who come to the screening really want to come to the screening. You know, the people who do come are really engaged and want to see the movie. Later in the year, we'll be going out on streaming, video on demand. But right at the moment, this is the only way to see the film.
Wow, so I love that. So being a movie captain doesn't mean that you're screening this in your home. It actually means that the company you're working with will make arrangements to rent a theater where it can be viewed, and you know, and so you can appreciate all the sound and the vibrant colors of any other major movie production. I think that's brilliant, and I love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's just and you know, with all of the communities out there, those of you who are listening to the show, you know, if you have a special social group that you're involved with that you think would appreciate seeing this movie. And trust me, you want to see this movie on the big screen. It's just stunning. Or a church or any other kind of an organization, just go to PGS, like Personal Guidance System, the movie, pgsthemovie.com. And that's where you can start this process and really spread the word, because this movie, it's going to change humanity. This is what we've been waiting for. I think this is why it's taken you 18 years to come to this point, Bill, is because, like you said earlier in the interview, that you're seeing that there's a void there. People are looking for answers. I mean, to have someone come up to you at the end of a screening and say, you know, hey, I was going to commit suicide, and now that I've seen this movie, I have hope again. You know, because so many of us have lived our life from what we've been told to think how we should live our life. And it has created a bankruptcy of our soul and our spirit, so to speak. And, you know, as both of you and I have shared, when we move from that place of our intuition, our life becomes vibrant again. And I do believe, like you said, we're born with that. We come in here with our intuitive knowing. And as you said, it becomes atrophied because we're taught not to trust ourselves, you know, not to lean into that, but the answer is in someone else, not us.
Well, you know, you talked about fear before, Sylvia, and one of the things that comes through very strongly in the film is that fear is the biggest inhibitor to intuition. One of the things that I discovered in the making of the film is this concept, first thought, best thought. First thought is our intuitive thought, but it's often wild and crazy and it makes no sense. And, you know, you look at this first thought and you think, no, I can never do that because it's not possible. It's going to lead to ruin or personal humiliation or whatever. And then what happens is the second thought kicks in. The first thought has basically jumped all the hurdles and the obstacles, and it's gone, here I am, quickly, quickly. The second thought, in fact, has been filtered. It's been filtered through your logic, through your past experiences, through, you know, peer acceptance, all of those things. And the second thought is the safe thought. And most times we go with the second thought because it is the safe thought. It's the one that won't lead us into trouble. But the thing with, you know, and it's the one that's based in common sense, logic, rational thinking, and so forth. The first thought is the thought that is, in fact, leading you to your true purpose. But so many times we dismiss that first thought because it is too scary. But the first thought, in fact, you talked before about expansion, it leads us to expansion. The second thought, the safe thought, is the thought that keeps us in contraction.
Yeah, that common sense, when you even think about the words common sense, you know, that is all about staying in the herd, not stepping into your true potential, not really reaching those goals that are outside of where you are in this present moment. And it's only when we lean into our intuition, and I tell you, if you don't do it of your own volition, eventually you will kind of be forced into that spot. You know, I think that's why so many people end up with tight spots in their life, is because they've been leaning into that common sense and it's not working. It's like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. As Einstein has so aptly said, is insanity, but it's what we tend to do because it's our familiar. And whenever you're moving from that perspective, you're not going to move into your greatness, into what you're, into the fulfillment of your dreams and your desires. And I'm just curious, Bill, you know, I know you've already shared a little bit about this, but from a spiritual perspective, how has this changed you?
Crikey. It's changed me fundamentally. And it hasn't happened easily or quickly, but I now make all my decisions intuitively. And I say to people a little bit flippantly, I don't make decisions anymore, I feel them. Mm. And what that means is that small decisions, big decisions, I go with guidance. How that has changed me is that fear has dropped away. Because if you truly believe in guidance, how can you ever be led wrong? You know, suddenly nothing scares you. Loss doesn't scare you. Lack doesn't scare you. Health issues don't scare you. Death doesn't scare you. None of these things scare me anymore, because I do believe that my life has been guided. So how that has affected me personally is that I'm calmer. I'm more tolerant. My wife says I'm a better driver. I'm more compassionate, but not only that, I see people around me as being like I am, and that is an aspect of the divine that is led by guidance. And when you start to see other people in that way, every prejudice goes away. Not that I ever thought that I was prejudiced, but these things just drop away. And what's left is compassion and love and humility. These, I believe, are the really important things.
Yeah, isn't that true? That is the true pricelessness of life. And when you live your life from that point of view, from that perspective, life becomes joyful. And I love how you said you don't fear loss. You know, you can allow things to be released without this fear of, what will I do without this? This holding on that a lot of people do. It's amazing how many people have storage spaces even. You know, I know someone who has three storage spaces, and they hold on to things for just in case. Yeah. And there's a fear of losing that just keeps them more stuck, and their life smaller and smaller. It just shrinks your soul. Mm. And to live from that expansive state, you know, folks, you have no idea what that feels like. It's the most beautiful, limitless, free experience. It's what you came here to be and live, truly. It's your authentic self being expressed in life. I can't say enough. You know, I think you said it just very beautifully there, Bill. Yeah.
Well, you know, in Australia, we've got this proliferation of big SUVs. You see mothers dropping their kids off to school in these massive SUVs, you know, that consume a lot of petrol and so forth. And then you ask them why, and these are suburban mums. You know, you ask them, why do they have a big SUV, you know, like a big four-wheel drive vehicle? And invariably they say, well, it gives me more protection. I'm up higher so that I can see any possible collisions that might happen, all of these sort of things. All of their answers are based in fear. And that's one sort of obvious way that I see how fear acts so perniciously and so subtly in people's lives. You know, I would like to think that this film goes some way to help bring people into a more intuitive state so that fear begins to dissipate.
That's huge. You know, and I just want to ask those of you who are listening to just contemplate the question, what would you do if you weren't living your life from a place of fear? What would you do if you were not afraid of losing, that all you knew was that life was there to support you 110%. If you want to know the answer to that, start with watching this movie, because it will definitely be a guidepost for you and a pathway for you to begin to follow if you aren't already living your life, living from the perspective of your inner guidance. I've expressed over and over again on this show, and have had wonderful authors who have written about the importance of your inner guidance and how it has personally enhanced their lives. And if you are not living your life from a place of waking up every day filled with joy and expectation and excitement, go to this movie and allow yourself to learn from the experts in the field and enjoy some popcorn with your friends and be a movie captain, you know, because you have no idea what a seed you are planting in helping humanity heal, because you don't know who will be in one of those theater seats whose life will be dramatically changed as well as your own by watching this movie. And I'm not just trying to hype this up. There is an energy to this movie that just pulls you in, and it answers those unasked questions and those unanswered questions that you've had. And it will really open your eyes and awareness to what is possible. So, Bill, I'm just curious, where do you go after Seattle?
Well, we have a screening in Manchester in a few. It's on February 6th, and then we have a screening in Los Angeles. We're in a bit of a sticky situation in Los Angeles because we've sold out. We sold out 10 days before the screening, and wow. I have people clamoring for tickets. I'm hoping we can actually get a bigger cinema. But it's just been fantastic, and the journey that I've been on and continue to go on, Sylvia, has just been, you know, look, I think about that truck and that voice, and it changed my life.
Magical.
I think this movie will change lives as well. Yeah.
There are no accidents in the universe. Bill Bennett, thank you for being on the show. Everyone listening,
thank
go to pgsthemovie.com and know that you are loved. Thank you, one and all. Have a wonderful week. And know that life is here to support you. Bye-bye for now.